starting your journey to financial freedom. Now. You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
To effectively build wealth, it is imperative that you fully understand the value and the power of money. Most of the people you know and within your entourage have themselves probably little knowledge about money or how to grow a net worth. If they did, you and I would probably be far more ahead of the curve with our personal finances today. Now, you see, the people you spend time with, your circle of friends and family members, exercise a very strong influence on what your interests come out to be while growing up. And if money was never part of any discussions, then as a young adult, you will have to catch up. And that is if you have made the decision to change the outcome of your financial future. So catching up means wasting valuable time building wealth. And I have experienced exactly that. Now, to be fair, I believe you need to start saving as soon as you receive an income and start investing as soon as you start saving. What I'm about to say may sound like an excuse, but 10 years ago, access to financial education was a lot more difficult than today. And if you're in your 20s today, there are no more excuses for not self-learning to invest. It is a matter of a few clicks. Your time is not yet valuable in dollars terms, so using plenty of it to self-learn the art and science of investing must be a priority as you have a future to build and hopefully a future that will be dictated in your own terms. Sometimes you are to follow that gut feeling of yours. Way too many news at the moment developing out there which have a strong potential to disrupt the markets back home in the United States. There will be a very high risk that you actually lose your job during a crisis. Well, it is your responsibility to excel in your current profession so that doesn't occur immediately. It is imperative that you love what you're currently doing, if not quit and revert back to another job with less pay, but in which you will be able to excel. This is crucial as you must ensure you hold a position in the organization you work for that will survive a crisis. So you need to work harder. You need to become dependable so you can rise through the ranks and become a key element to survive a crisis in your company. And again, you will have no problem getting there if you're passionate about what you do. So don't dismiss this right away with an easier said than done approach. Everything is possible. It will depend on the level of risk and sacrifice you're willing to take to reach your grand ambitions. Now, we must be honest here. Most of the things or experiences we purchase, we can rarely afford them, but we still buy them. I am sure that 3/4 of the things you bought in the past are no longer used or have no function anymore, or even you forgot even about them as they are sitting in some box in a closet right there in your home. So go ahead, do that exercise and be honest. I got rid of 80% of my things. It feels great to only keep things which bring value to your life. One more reason I can free up more funds for the purpose of investments. So what will I do with all that money? What is the money for if not to be spent? Will I take that money to my grave? I have heard these before, but one thing everyone forgets and which they are completely deprived of as they speak these wise words: we do things for freedom, not cash. Investing today for tomorrow has the purpose of setting you free from needs, free from your employer, free to do what you love at any time you please, free to build any business. Freedom. Isn't that worth your attention and your every efforts today? And you know what else? While on your way there, you will become a better human being. You will build skills and attributes you never thought you had in you. Stop losing. Start winning. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.